Wake up! Work out! Look hot! Kick ass! Hosted by Denise together with her guests. We'll share many tips on fitness and health. Be fit, be cool, guys.
Hi, guys. Welcome to Ice Kacang and this edition of Be Fit, Be Cool, your weekly dose of fitness motivation. My name is Denise. I am a personal trainer.
And I'm Azman, a kickboxing instructor.
Together, we are your hosts.
Check us out on our Instagram at Denise_TKJ.
And Azman's with a Z.
Yeah.
So, there are two types of mummies, right?
Uh-huh. I know one type.
Okay.
The moment she realizes she's pregnant, type number one, which says, yes, passport to all kinds of food, best excuse to get fat and no one can say shit.
And then you have type number two.
Which is?
Everything she does and she eats, she does it for her baby. Yeah, so she probably start thinking what is best to bring a healthier child into the world.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just thinking more of the future rather than, honestly, the first trimester when I'm pregnant, all I could think of was Malaysian food, like nasi lemak and stuff.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I was type number one in the first trimester. But recently, I read this article online that what you eat when you're pregnant affects not only your baby, but your baby's baby and your baby's baby's baby. Baby's baby's baby, yeah.
So it affects your downline, the whole world.
Three generation.
Wow.
Yeah, no pressure.
So no pressure on which type you want to choose, you know, to be type 1 or type 2 is all your call.
Yeah. So today we're going to talk about I got it from my mama.
Yeah.
What are you going to get from your mama? Okay, there was a research on to find first that a mom's eating habit have an impact on her offsprings even before she becomes pregnant.
Okay.
So changes which occur in the mitochondrial?
Mitochondrial. Mitochondrial.
Yeah, mitochondrial. Oh my God. DNA found in unfertilized eggs can cause a chromosomal, like the chromosomes, abnormalities, which pass down to the female bloodline. Yeah.
So researchers actually found that if you're obese, you have increased risk of cardiovascular disease.
Yep.
Metabolic syndrome, which is diabetes, and other health complications.
I think everyone kind of noticed because they always ask your parents' history and all.
Correct.
So if you're born to a mother who is obese or who was obese, it actually increases your risk of being obese yourself. Even if you are at a healthier weight, you're still at an increased risk of developing diabetes or cardiovascular disease, unfortunately.
And that's why you need to look after your health from day one.
Yeah.
That's right.
Right from the start.
So this research, however, is unique because it shows the risks that can persist for multiple generations, even when they follow a controlled diet, a well-balanced diet, unlike the 60% fat and 20% sugar diet fed to first generation of mothers, you know?
So knowing that poor eating can impact our DNA, which then affects your offsprings, can be a great motivation for making healthier choices. It can also help us make behavioral change, you know, reduce the risk of diabetes, obesity in our offsprings. It can offset some of the risks that they might have to expose our eating habits or even our mother's eating habits, because a healthy and well-balanced diet encourages active lifestyle, and breastfeedings are all things that we can do which will reduce our risk of obesity, cardiovascular disease and diabetes, as well as reduce the risk of those of our offsprings.
That's right. So in a nutshell, eat well and be healthy.
Yeah. So we want to explain to you on your mama.
So let's talk about those planning a pregnancy, you know? What should they do?
Okay, we will explain to you guys after a short break. And we are back. So, if you are planning a pregnancy, what should you do? If you're planning to conceive, it's a great idea to begin working towards becoming the healthiest you. Adequate hydration, rest, well-balanced diet, and staying active will help you reach a healthier weight if you need it, and develop healthy lifestyle habits. So if you have risk factors for developing gestational diabetes, you can talk to your healthcare provider to reduce that risk.
Okay.
And also there is preconception diets that can affect your offspring. So just improve your health now to reduce your risks.
Then what about those already pregnant? Not too late.
Dang. Okay, if you're already pregnant, obviously you can change your preconception diet.
Okay.
But remember there, the risk isn't a guarantee.
So you also need to remember that while we can't reduce risks from our previous behaviors, we can reduce risks by changing our current ones, you know?
Yep. So like a well-balanced diet and some exercise during pregnancy can actually help us have healthier pregnancies and set up our babies for a good start in life.
Yeah, it can also help to reduce the risk of gestational diabetes, as studies have actually shown.
Yeah, food to avoid, like sugar in our drinks, sugar in our food, white carbs or processed grains like bread, pasta and cereal. Avoid this. Yeah.
You have to avoid. Well, low-fat foods, including dairy, they are typically higher in sugar to compensate the lack of taste, you know?
Yeah.
So you can actually use that. Also note that foods labeled with no sugar often contain artificial sweeteners.
Yeah, so if they contain artificial sweeteners, just try to avoid them.
Yeah.
They're chemicals. Eat plenty of like protein, like lean protein, eggs, fish, chicken, you know, some red meat. Good fats like avocado, those like fish, nuts, seeds, leafy greens, vegetables, fruits.
And healthy food lah.
Yeah.
Again. So when reading nutritional labels on food, bear in mind that 1 teaspoon of sugar equals to 4 grams.
Yeah. And we recommend no more than 7 teaspoons a day. So if you look at the labels on food and drinks, you might also be shocked on how much sugar is actually hidden in so many food.
Yeah. Even children's squeezy yogurts can have several teaspoons in one serve or sachet.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That's why, you know, your kid is like suddenly hyper.
So the best bet is actually choose whole food, like stuff that don't have a nutrition label, like fruit.
7 servings per day.
Yeah.
Right, number 3. So then we have all the listeners who already have children. Is any of these relevant to them? They wonder.
So if you have already conceived and given birth, obviously you can't change the risk factor from your previous time periods.
However, you can actually continue to reduce your risks and your children's risks of obesity, diabetes and cardiovascular diseases through healthy eating and lifestyle choices.
So research shows that breastfeeding reduces both mother and baby's risk of developing diabetes, certain cancers, some cardiovascular diseases. We also know that providing ourselves and our children with a well-balanced diet is important for overall health. So this and having an active lifestyle can significantly reduce all future health issues, the risk of future health issues.
Yeah.
I know it can be intimidating to think about all the potential risks in our lifestyle and the eating choices that we have, not only on us, but on our children's too.
So now that we know roughly how our bodies work and what steps we can actually take to help them work at their best, let's take action to work towards a healthier lifestyle and a much better eating choices.
It is a very heavy topic, guys, but have a listen, digest a bit. Basically, what we want to say is eat better, live better, eat informed, and live a healthy, active lifestyle. Be
That's
active.
Right. And then it trickles down to your generation.
3 generations.
Woohoo.
That's all we have for today. Catch Ice Kacang at their website, www.icekacang.com.my, Instagram and Facebook at Ice Kacang MY. Ciao, guys.
Bye.